We are so glad you're back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Take time to connect with us. We are interactive. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. And twice as nice, go to our podcastarena.com, and our entire show, the full 2 hours, is posted there. Let's pick up where we left off with our conversation with Yahoo NBA writer Mark Spears, talking about the Los Angeles Lakers and Kobe Bryant.
I just think it's ridiculous to think that Kobe Bryant's the reason why things are held back in L.A. I mean, Kobe Bryant's the only reason why any of us care right now. Mm-hmm. He's the only reason why any of us are even watching the games. He's the only reason why there's going to be a bunch of media at the Warriors-Lakers game. And once he goes, I'm telling you, it's the only people going to care, unless they get a Ben Simmons or can turn it around, is the Lakers fans that have been there for a long time. This is a different day and age where before being in L.A. was a big deal, or being, you know, because you knew you were going to be on TV a lot. You knew you were going to be in a marquee franchise. But, like, players are starting to realize now that you could be in Cleveland or be in Oklahoma City or be in Milwaukee, and if you're balling, you're going to be on TV a lot. You're going to be, you know, get commercials. People being in just the L.A. market doesn't have the value or, you know, the aura that it used to have. So I think the Lakers got a long road ahead of them to try to figure it out, unless they get lucky and don't mess up their next draft pick.
You know, you mentioned D'Angelo Russell. What's been your evaluation of his season? Because obviously there were huge expectations coming into 2015-2016.
He's in a tough spot because of the pressure. You know, I remember draft night being at a table behind his and watching the reaction when he got picked. And they were stunned. They were absolutely stunned. One of his buddies even started crying. He was so shocked. So I think one of the things that's tough for D'Angelo Russell, because all the pressure that comes with being a Laker, being the number two pick, being a so-called guy who takes the torch from Kobe. So that could be, you know, holding him back as well. But, you know, there's always going to be tremendous pressure on him to be a success because of where he was picked and the players behind him that looked like are going to be potential superstars. So, you know, I certainly wish him the best, and I think he has a chance to be really good, but I haven't seen anything so far that suggests that, you know, he's going to be a superstar in this league.
What would you like to see from him? And my other question, too, is head coach Byron Scott, is he the right guy to develop and mold this guy into being a budding superstar?
I don't think Byron. I think Byron's in the same position as it was in Brooklyn before Lionel was hired. You got a coach who's with you, and it's a bad roster. So, mm-hmm. I mean, Phil Jackson can coach that roster, and it's not going to have much better results.
Right.
You know, the only person that I think could lead them to victory right now is Jesus. You know, so, and he got bigger problems. You know, so I just think that Byron, you know, I think he'd like to win, and you don't always want to go with the youth movement, but I could tell that he has. And, like, to me, like, even that move where he brought the kid to the bench, I thought he should have started from the bench from the beginning with Russell, and Russell kind of had a fit about it. But there's more. When you got Kobe Bryant starting, I'm guessing I'd get a lot more touches coming off the bench.
Right.
Like, so, I don't know. I know he's had some problems with Russell, and he had some problems with Randall, and he's certainly old school. But, you know, I think there needs to perhaps be some more maturity on those young guys' side as well.
Well, you're exactly right. And Byron Scott, he certainly didn't back down, Mark, because he made some bold statements. I mean, what he told Julius Randall, you need to grow up and you need to stop pouting, right? Or you're going to get taken out of the game. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, so you're getting these guys in the league now. A lot of them are really, really young and been told that they're, you know, the next Michael Jordan and Magic and Shaq. Okay. And told they're so great, and their camp tells them they're so great, and you know, they got to be more realistic about who they are and what the NBA is and how long it takes to be special and what they need to do to be special. So I bet you in time, you know, it's funny. I had a great conversation with Gerald Green the other day.
Tell me.
Plays for the Heat. And he said, you know what, I wish, you know, we both acknowledge that a lot of times the youth of the, you know, all these guys get drafted so young, their egos are so big and they're not listening to anybody, or they may not have a great mentor to turn to, and they end up making some mistakes that, you know, the average 20, 21-year-old, 22-year-old make, you know, without the weight of the world or the world paying attention to, and they could end up being costly and ruin a career. And so I think it's really tough that you got teenagers or 21-year-old having to make grown man decisions, especially after being told that they're the best since, you know, the basketball bounced. I think in time those guys will probably go back to Byron Scott and say, hey man, I understand what you were trying to say.
Yahoo NBA writer Mark Spears has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You can check out his work online. Mark, always a pleasure. Happy New Year, and we look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Thank you so much, Mark.
Hey, no problem. Thank you very much.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight. The fastest 2 hours in radio. You stay close.